听力课堂，听 class.com。
23. Polite questions. Dialogue 1. Hello, you have reached the offices of Maddox and McKnight. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Max Richards. May I please speak to George Nelson? I have already called several times. It seems I always catch him out of the office.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Nelson is away at the moment. I'm sorry that you keep missing him while he is out of the office. Would you like to leave a message?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you clearly. Could you repeat that, please?
Certainly. Mr. Nelson cannot take your call at the moment because he is away. He stepped out of the office for the whole afternoon and is not expected back until tomorrow morning. His schedule is very unpredictable at times, so the best way to reach him is to first make an appointment by email or text messaging.
Can I leave a message for him, please?
Of course. Can you leave your name and number? I am sure Mr. Nelson will return your call as soon as he is able.
My name is Max Richards. My phone number is 898-3423. Could you ask him to call me back as soon as he gets back, please? I have a rather timely matter to discuss with him.
Can you tell me what it's about? I can make a note of it so Mr. Nelson is aware and prepared when he returns your call.
Yes. Please let him know I would like to discuss the Gerard case with him.
Dialogue 2. Would you like to have something to drink?
Yes, please. That would be very nice. Do you have any hot coffee?
I'm sorry, we don't have any coffee. Would tea be all right?
Yes, that would be fine.
Is there anything else I can offer you? Would you like some light refreshments?
No. Actually, I'll just have some tea if that is not too much trouble. I had a very late and very large lunch, so I don't expect to eat anything else for the remainder of the day.
I know you're probably fighting off your jet lag, but I'm wondering what time we should set for our budget review. What time are you available tomorrow for our meeting?
Don't worry about me. I'll try to hit the sack a little early tonight, and I'll be fine by the time tomorrow comes. I have a meeting early on, but I should be available after 11 o'clock.